Geshe today will be explaining some things about maybe a mantra and the cloud offering mantra. So do we have a copy of the cloud mantra? In which prayer book? The one that you have? In that Guru Yoga? I know it's in a silver book someplace.
Here it is. It's in our
page
7.
It's on page 7. Okay, it's in there. Okay. In the booklet? Okay, so it's on page 7. Okay, so it's not on this one. This one, it's on page 20. Okay. All right. Okay. So, when Geshe arrives, as soon as he sits down, we'll be doing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, and then we'll be chanting the short mandala offering on the back of the first base sheet and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma below that. And then Geshe will start saying the Refuge of Bodhicitta prayer, which is on the front of that same page. And then he'll start talking about the mantras. So before we start, I thought today instead of doing the praises to 21 Taras, we would do the Tara mantras. We were asked by the one of the centers in Taiwan to recite some mantras, and this is even after Sakadawa, and I have a copy of the dedication. So while people are getting settled, I'll read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Maya Angelou, Donna Corey, Con Estes, Paul Foyle, Fannie Lewis, Bob Perrys, Orest Sopka, and Ashley Hawes and friend, Alan Smith, Biddy the Cat, Tari Soha the Tree Mouse, Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Jim Kay, Ashlyn Kloss, James Zillick, Michelle Matic, Lindsay Piatti, Pooja, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kavri Lama Zobar Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherkey Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Wayne Andrews, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcis Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blom, Elizabeth Campanile, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodro, family of Paul Foyle, Dorothy Gilbert, Richard Griffith, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and family, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Sarah Miller, Barbara Newell, Nivia, Dickie Lee Oldershaw, William Oliver, Nancy Osterhoff, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, family of Bob Perrys, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sontz, Jeannie Shario, David Schenk, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Shia, Roy Sorbit, Losam Tupton, Andre Zoltan Vass, Deanne Washington, Pat Watts, Sandy Wimbush, Dorje Kadro, Dorje N. Kadro the Pigs, Jersey the Dog, Sasha the Dog. Okay, so let's just do the Tara mantras, and it's for the long, healthy, happy lives of Lama Zopa Rinpoche and His Holiness the Dalai Lama, for all their wishes to be fulfilled swiftly, so that the Lord Buddha's teaching lasts long, all sentient beings generate genuine, kind thoughts toward each other, and quickly realize the thoughts of renunciation, bodhicitta, and correct view, and for this world to become a better and safer place. So you can go online and respond to that person at the center in Taiwan, Or you can give your totals to me if you don't, haven't been doing that, or you don't want to do that. And I'll send it. And if you don't know what the mantra is, it's on the bottom of the first pink sheet in the white prayer book. And it says, Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. So if you turn to your booklet that says Guru Yoga on it and turn to page 7, we'll start with the invocation in English. You emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas Joyful Realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, The perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. So now would you please turn to page 13 and recite the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 20 times to yourself, and then we'll chant the 21st one together. Page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second verse of the dedication. Page 21. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Okay? And now if you get out the white prayer book and go to the back of the first bay sheet, we'll chant the short mandala offering before teaching, and then right below that, request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji Perki Shushi
Class on the mantras. So then hopefully next Wednesday we'll start Lamrim. Okay. I'm not going to probably repeat or review. So if somebody missed the class, probably can listen the record. Yeah. So so the stanza we just said, you know, we just recite. Supposed to help us to set up our motivations, set up our intentions to reading Dharma, or to studying Dharma, or maybe to explaining Dharma, or maybe teaching Dharma. Then. For what? Just to benefit. No, just to benefit sentient beings. That's all. Just to benefit. So that's very, very important. You know, it's very, very important. Not just in the spiritual fields. You know, it's very, very important also day-to-day life. Very, very beneficial. Very, very beneficial to have this, you know, to generate, you know, altruistic attitude. Altruistic attitude. Dola pinje sanje duba sho do means no doa means no like sentient beings. Pin means benefit. Dola pinje. Chir means chir. Dola pinje sanje. I want to become enlightened for what? Just to benefit sentient beings. That's all. Just to benefit sentient beings. So when you are explaining Dharma, so the very purpose of explaining Dharma for what purpose? Just to benefit sentient beings, that's all. listening dharma for what? Just to benefit sentient beings, that's all. It's not just, you know, collecting more information, more knowledge, you know. So then, with that, you know, like, you can say heart power, will power, altruistic, that's the real strength, you know, Rola Pinchatan. Without sentient beings, there will be no happiness at all, So, house, the road, the food, the water, everything that we enjoy day-to-day life is somebody, you know, because of someone else, we may think, oh, we paid them, but no. So basically, without sentient beings, there will be no happiness at all. So, from the Mahayana, Buddhism, there's no Theravada teachings, Mahayana teachings. Mahayana teachings totally has dedicated oneself to welfare of other sentient beings. So, that's how the individual happiness began. The minute you start to think about welfare of other sentient beings, then your real happiness began. The minute you start to think about the welfare of other sentient beings, then your own happiness begin. Why? Because in Mahayana teachings, this, you know, attitude, self-centered mind, unreasonable self-centered mind, my way, highway or no way, that attitude, that's called chronic disease. It's never been healed. That's called chronic disease, never been healed. That's why there's all kind of complications because of that, you know. Seeing, oh, that is the source of all my suffering. That's, you know, this is the source of all my suffering from beginning this time. Like chronic disease. Why it's called chronic disease? It's never been healed. Please bless me to, you know, bless me to destroy that. That, because there's no cure that, you know. So you are kind of begging your own lamas, please bless me. Bless me, transform the way I think. Please transform my thinking. Means like, you know, help me to think something new, and show me some new approach, new guide. So then when I follow that new guide or new path, so it helps me to, I'm just repeating here, it's already been said.
I don't have a text with me. But we're not doing this class now. There's no text.
This class is emptiness class. No text. So just mantra. No, there's no text. So you can read. I can read. No, this old in. This is called Guru Puja. You know, like there's a practice called Guru Puja. In that, you know, Lamrim part. So you can see that word. The stanza. The very things I just said, you can see. The message is already there. So what we need to do, we need to remind ourselves, you know, so often as we can. That's one way to, one way to transform our attitude. One way to transform our, you know, like, way of thinking. So then another Lojong test, what it says, you know, like, Cholam Kun to Tsikijang. Cholam Kun means throughout all my behavior, throughout all my behavior, you know. So Cholam is a behavior, day to day behavior. Kun means all through all my behavior. Cholam means train verbally, what that means. That means, you know, repeating certain words in your mind, you know, helps, you know, repeating, you know, shedan sungu sem chana yini shiwa nyamin yos. Shedan sungu sem chana yini shiwa nyamin yos. Probably much more powerful than just reciting, you know, some other mantra, you know, shedan sungu sem chana yini shiwa nyamin yos. If you repeat this, the chanting was checks. Shedan, anger or hatred, is like painful mind. Sumu, shedan sumu, sumu means pain. Pain. It's not just pain. You just say naza. Naza means pain. Sumu means it's like severe pain. Severe pain. Anger is like anger or hate. Is just Chandidewa said when he said 8th century during between 8th or 7th century, that many centuries ago. Who said Chandidewa said? Who is Chandidewa? The Indian master. Indian master. Oh. So many, many centuries ago, we live in now 21st century, but this 8th century, the Chandidewa said, Shedan Sungu Sem Chana Yini Shiva Nyaminyos. If you harbor this, you know, severe pain, what we call anger or hatred, there will be no peace of mind. Shedan Sungu Sem Chana Yini Shiva Nyaminyos. You can experience, you know, calm mind, peaceful mind. Why? Because this, there's no harboring this severe pain. Because there will be no comfort. If there's severe pain in your body, there will be no comfort. Why? The only reason because there's no, you are experiencing the severe pain. And so need painkiller. What's the name of the strong painkiller? Yeah. Shantidevas, oxycodone, Shantidevas' new name, Shantidevas' patients. So, Shendan Sungu Sem Chana Yini Shiva Nyamin. If you say this, if you're saying this in your mind, yeah, it will protect you from it will protect you from this severe pain, means anger, you know. Shendan Sungu Sem Chana Yini Shiva Nyamin. That's very true. It's very true, you know, it's very true. So, like that. So, this is very important. So, for you, for me, for all of us. Not just for you, for me too. So, that's why we say this, you know, recite this stanza. I take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. So, then, me giving, being kind, being generous, giving my time, giving my service, making one phone call, checking on someone, you know, who I feel close to, you know, then all of that, you know, and practicing patience, you know, like etc. Dagi jinso jibe sonam chi, no dagi jinso, then you know, listening dharma, coming to here, dola penji sanje dubashos. For what's your goal? Just to benefit sentient beings, that's all. Dola penji sanje dubasho. So, then, you know, whatever you are doing, it becomes something much, much bigger than yourself. You know, dola penji sanje dubasho, to benefit sentient beings. So then, do that, you know, not just do, happy to do. Not just, I have to do, you don't have to do. So nobody says we have to do. Nobody says that we have to recite refuge Buddhist prayer. Nobody says we have to study Lamrim. They say it will be good, it will be beneficial if you study, if you practice patience, it's beneficial. If you practice loving kindness, it's beneficial. If you harbor anger, you are going to experience severe pain. That's what they say. So they don't say, oh, like you have to be patient. They don't say. No, so there's beneficial, it's very beneficial. If you practice patience, it's beneficial for you. It's beneficial for you. So, if something that benefits you, so you should do that happily. What do you think? If that benefits you, so why we don't do happily? Because it's benefiting you. So, you know, then even you're saying one mantra, if you say this with this kind of attitude, Golok Tenji, just to benefit sentient beings, that's what I'm going to say. So then, you know, then you will never ever feel that my life is worthless, meaningless, all of that. Because your presence is directly or indirectly is beneficial, you know, to numberless living beings. So if you can think all sentient beings, you are making connection with every living being that you know in our universe. So then imagine just saying one mantra, but saying four, benefiting all these living beings. Can you imagine that how much merit you create? You create merit, you know, based on every living being that you can count, limitless, countless. So, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, that's the key, you know, that's the key. So I think doing that happily, you know, not because I have to do this, because you know, I come to Kadamba Center, you know, because I have this commitment, that commitment. Or you can say, okay, I did know. Do you remember what Rinpoche said? I did this retreat, that retreat, that retreat, you know, that, like 12-year retreat, 9-year retreat, like 7-year retreat, all of that. In the end, attitude, same, doesn't change. So then it's what it's called, it becomes like, you know, your heart, you become like hot desert. Nothing will grow. Or your heart become like the stone, the piece of stone, been like staying under the oceans hundreds of years, is there, but it's dry. You know, it's not much different. It's living in the water, staying there in the water, underneath the water, but it is stone itself doesn't change. So, so the Shantideva's message becomes very, very, you know, like critical. As I mentioned last Sunday, it's not like what His Holiness said, you know, whether you have belief or not belief, doesn't matter, long as you have this altruistic attitude, that's what is matter. We need more people with altruistic attitude. More people with, you know, more people who remember more prayer doesn't guarantee there will be peace. More people with patience, it guarantees there will be less problems, less crime, less killing. Why? Because people have patience. More people saying prayer doesn't guarantee the world is going to be safer. The more people with altruistic attitude, that guarantees the world is going to be safer, even though out of those people, some of them may not believe in anything. That's absolutely fine. That's what His Holiness said. That's why when you look at the Buddha Dharma, the core message of Buddha Dharma, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, we need more gentle people, more kind people, more loving people, so then the world will be safer. Safer. Based on what? Based on that I am, you know, like, I myself don't want even a tiny bit of suffering. I don't want any suffering at all. You know, it's not like, you know, one, not two. It's not like that. I don't want any suffering at all. Even a tiny bit of suffering, that's I don't want. Same when you look around, that person is the same. That person doesn't want any suffering at all. In that level, we are same. When it's come down to happiness, you know, I always want more. I never say, oh, now enough, it's enough. No? Choshem is contentment. Contentment. So when it's come down to happiness, there's no contentment. Same other person, same. Why you hurt that person? Why you hurt? Not because I'm Buddhist. No. Because I don't want any suffering. The same, that person doesn't want any suffering. So why And there you got the same. Based on that knowledge, there's no difference between me and other person. So it makes sense, you know, just to wish good for that person. Then, minute you start to do that, then your real happiness begin. Your real happiness begin, true happiness begin. So then can you imagine, like, your happiness is not just based on one person. Your happiness is based on limitless number of living beings. That's where your happiness is coming from. Number-wise, there's more. It's just based on yourself. It's just one. It's one. You know? And if it's coming all the time, that's good, but it doesn't come, happiness comes, doesn't come all the time based on one person. So we all have experience. You have experience. I have experience. You know? So how much happiness comes from yourself? How much happiness? No. How much suffering comes from yourself? Therefore, not because of I'm Buddhist, I'm dead, I'm this and that, and not because I go to Kadamba Center, simply based on that, you know, fact. That's that. Luigi did that, yeah, but there's Shanti Deva text. Again, another Shanti Deva text written by, not the Tibetan master, written by Indian master, the 8th century, many, many centuries ago. Luigi did that, yeah, but that means, you know, now to implement in our day-to-day life. Otherwise, Luigi did that, yeah, but the Tizam Jubi Chishipins, you know. Otherwise, how much, like the Tizam Chishipins, is it useful just saying patient? Is it useful? Not implementing, not applying in day-to-day life, just saying patient. Oh, you can probably recite, you know. You can recite patient, like probably 100,000 times, but may end up with no patience. Saying patient, somebody knock on your door. So then kind of forget what you are saying. So then Rinpoche said, you know, this is very important. So what he means is, we do say mantra, or manipulate. For what? To benefit sentient beings, that's all. Benefit. Collecting merit, creating merit, for what? For happiness. Happiness comes from where? To cherishing other sentient beings. That's where your happiness begins. Not hurting sentient beings. So then it's like puzzle. When you put it all together, slowly, then slowly it makes sense. Just looking one portion of the teaching doesn't make sense. But when you put the slows together, no, we too, you should try. You try, I try, we'll try. Just merely saying the word, what is the benefit? What is beneficial? Why? What is use? Just saying word. Just reading prescriptions. Not taking medicine, just reading prescriptions. Will that help? Yeah, doctor already prescribe you prescriptions, but you don't take medicine. You just read prescription again. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. But you are not taking one in the morning. You're just saying that one in the morning, one in the evening. So that's, I'm just repeating what Shanti Deva said. That I'm just repeating, you know. Just simply reading prescriptions, does that help patients? No. The patient needs to take medicine. So these are like medicine. So now this all begin, like, you know, as I mentioned, need to understand how to help yourself. How to help yourself. Not knowing how to help yourself then there's no way, you know, to helping other sentient beings. It's impossible. So now, where to help yourself? Begin with, you know, thinking something positive about yourself. That's why in Buddhism it's called precious human life. Precious human life. No, you don't look down. Oh, my life has no meaning. It's not worth it. No. Oh, this is that. No, this is that. No. Oh, like my the friend don't like me. My husband don't like me. My wife doesn't like me. My dog don't like me. No, my cat doesn't like me. So you just exaggerate. But it's not true. So that's not how the helping yourself. That's not how it begins. It begins with thinking something positive. What we call precious human life. And he's Lamrim Nyamgur means the song based on his experience, the song based on his experience practicing Lamrim. The song of, you know, experiential song, songs of the experience based on practicing Lamrim. In that text, Lama Tsongkhapa said, Tawe Tendi Yinorela, Tawe Tendi Yinorela, 650 years ago, Tibetan Master Lama Tsongkhapa said, and then before that it's been said many times, Shantideva Buddha said, then before that it's been said many times, Shantideva said. When you read that text, you know, you will see. Tawe Tendi Yinorela, Tawe Ten. Now the body, the life that you possess is called Tawe Ten. Tawe Ten. Tal literally means, you know, sometimes they translate freedom. That freedom, you know, technically regard to the certain things. There's in Lamrim, if you read the Lamrim, the very beginning of Lamrim text, you'll see them. So may not be relevant in this 21st century, but, you know, freedom. Tawe Tendi means it's your life. Lama Tsongkhapa saying your life, my life, is your life. How you should think about your life and how you should not think about your life. How you should think about your life, minute you wake up, how you should think about your life. Tawe Tendi Ishinorila. The life that you possess is like far more precious than precious jewel. Precious jewel? Tawe Tendi Ishinorila. What is precious jewel? Precious jewel is kind of jewel. If you have them, if you have one of them, if you just, you know, it will be very, very useful, particularly in America, if you have one. If you think something, it just appears. In my case, if I have one of them, the minute I think about warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods, it just appears. Like here, it just appears. It just appears. You know? Yeah. It just appears. Huh? So, what else? That's called precious jewel. Precious jewel, Ishinobu. So Tibetan people call His Holiness Dalai Lama. We call him precious jewel. You know? So that's what Tibetan people call His Holiness Dalai Lama, Ishinobu. Ishinobu, that means precious jewel. Tawe Tendi Ishinole Lhak is like far more better than precious jewel, your life. Lama Tsongkhapa said, how many years ago? 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said. Shantideva said, Shakyamuni Buddha said many times, Tawe Tendi Ishinole. Tindanyeba Tarin Samshis. So luckily that you found one. Tarin Samshis. It's like one in a million. Did we ever thought about that? When we wake up? Did you ever thought about that? If not, maybe we are missing something very importance that could help us, you know, could help us to completely free, or maybe free from depressions. Did we ever thought about that? One in a million. Nyeka. Very difficult to find. Jigla, easy to lose. Clueless. You can't just say, oh, I'm healthy. People die before they finish their meal. No, you can't say, I'm healthy, I'm young. No, it's not. We have some ideas, that's all. But in the reality, we are clueless. So, Nyeka, Jigla, Namge Lodanda. It's like lightning in the sky. It just appears, it's gone. It just appears, it's just gone. You know, it immediately appears, then the next moment it's gone. Nyeka, Jigla, Namge Lodanda. So, happy to think, happy to do. So that's, according to ancient teachings, that's how that, you know, helping yourself began, thinking something positive of yourself. And some of the people, you know, mentioned to me, Gijla, it's so difficult to think something good of yourself. It's not good. You know, we must try. We must try. Even though it's difficult, we must try. You know, so not based on your shape, color, appearances. It's not based on that. It's based on the potential ability that you have. It's based on that. So particularly, I think, you know, in really wish, I'm not sure how that, you know, maybe Lamrim does have potentials to benefit, you know. So now, when you go to college to talk to kids, you know, so like when you look at them, they look very fine, they dress well, you know, they look fine, looks healthy. When you sit down, talk to them, so much problem. So it's all here, it's all in thinking, it's all in thinking. So how to, you know, how to think, how to help to think something positive about yourself. That's exactly as a Buddhist you're supposed to do. When you wake up, you think something positive about yourself. You know, to find out something that you can be grateful, you know. So like even just seeing, able to see, able to hear, able to smell, you know. Somewhere out there people are spending a lot of money just to see, that's all. Whole family, relative, everybody spending a lot of money, you know, just to see, just to protect, not to lose the visions that you had. So then if that person is able to see again, how much joy that relatives, the family members, you know, experience. But for us, just seeing is nothing. So, you remember the story that I told you, somebody, you know, is complaining about not having old head shoes, but, you know, not having that kind of brand, this kind of brand, complaining. All of a sudden that person saw somebody walking with full of smile. That person does not have feet. They taught that person big lessons. You know. So there, you know, somebody who has no, just forget about talking about shoes, what kind of brand. That person has no legs, no feet. So, and then also, that also reminds me, maybe some of you already saw, you know, like two boys. One boy is, you know, dressed very well, sitting on a bench, dressed very nicely, very nice clothes. Another boy, his clothes all wear out, the shoes worn out, the shoes has, you know, some kind of like holes everywhere. Just probably sit there, and the other boy is full of smile, you know, very nice, very peaceful, full of smile. And he's like, he's very much irritated just seeing that person's clothes, irritating. So then, like, he could not sit there any longer because he's comparing himself with that boy. externally, like with the cloth, that's all, you know. So then he couldn't sit there any longer, then he ran and just sitting on the tree, like very kind of like that, you know, kind of like, look very sad sitting there. Also, then I'd go, because English is so fast, I couldn't, you know, like, remember all of them. Anyway, so the boy stand up and run around. So something, probably told himself something that, you know, makes, then he just stand up and he's laughing and running around. All of a sudden, that boy's mother came to pick that boy, who's dressed very well, came to pick that boy up. Turns out that boy is paralyzed, couldn't walk. So, but he keeps saying, I want to be like that. He's just very angry, you know. It's not fair, I want to be like that. And not knowing that, you know. So maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe if you can see, so far it makes more sense because my English is not that good. So anyway, the point, you know, so back to now the mantra. This is all about, it's all about benefiting sentient beings, not all about benefiting sentient beings. Okay, that includes yourself too. No, yourself too, you know, benefiting yourself. Studying this mantra, you know, studying language, all of that. In the end, dollar-pinch, Sanjay devotion, just to benefit. Nothing more, nothing less, just to benefit. Just to benefit. In the college, when you go to college, why I'm here, you know, who am I? My purpose on this planet is just to benefit. If you can just keep that attitude all day long, you don't need to say any prayer at all. You don't need to say any prayer. You don't need meditation. You don't need nothing. You just, you know, if you have, just think like that. So that's, you know, so good. So then, you know, prayer, reciting mantra, taking vows, if that helps you to maintain that thought in yourself, of course, why not, you know? Then set up altar, then say prayers, if that helps you. So then, you know, then it's good. So then, you know, it's not like, oh, while I'm saying prayer or this the moment, you know, I'm just thinking, just to think benefit other sentient beings. Other than that, I don't think benefiting other sentient beings. You know? So then that's not good. Huh? So you need to think all the time, okay? If you can. Huh? That's the whole point. Huh? So, last Wednesday, where we stopped? So now this is. So I've been explaining this mantra here at the center three Wednesdays. So if you are not interested in the mantra, then please, no, you don't feel like you have to stay. No, you are free to come and free to go. So you don't have to do that because we need to finish because we've been studying this last couple of Wednesdays. You know? So did we finish like blessing speech?
Yes, but we were confused about some of the pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And then so Sarah was going to check on it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we did the vowels and the consonants and the dependent related.
Did I say all the mantras? Did I say it? Yeah.
You said that this week we talked about the benefits of going around the stupa.
I completely forgot that.
The offering cloud mantra.
Yeah, offering cloud mantra here. But benefiting of the benefiting going on the stupa is at home. It's not here, you know. I really want to use the book, you know. So the unfortunately, I don't think I brought the book. I completely forgot. I've been thinking before I come here. I said something I could not remember. So. Maybe that probably with lumbering, maybe a little bit every day, a little bit benefiting about we all the stupa. So we did practice the mantra, blessing the speech. We did practice that. Yeah.
And we did the blessing feet mantra too.
Yeah.
And blessing the mala mantra. And mantra to increase virtue.
That already is right. Now... So now today, like chibit in jisung di juna jawa seje chibit in jisung. Chiba is like offering. Tin is cloud. How they translate the cloud?
Offering cloud mantra. It's on page 7 in your Guru Yoga booklet.
Offering cloud mantra. Offering cloud chibit tin. So there's like Buddhisattva Samadha Bhatra. When it's come down offerings, the way he makes offerings, internal offerings, external offerings, that he's the best. The way he makes offerings. So there's Chanjusamba, Buddhisattva Samadha Bhatra offerings. So this mantra is based on Buddhisattva Samadha Bhatra, you know, the way he makes offerings, you know. So the way he thinks, the way he thinks about. Cloud offering mantra?
Yes, or offering cloud mantra.
Cloud offering mantra. Do they have some explanation why they call like cloud offering mantra? Why it's called
not,
cloud?
Not in this book.
No. In any other books? Anybody knows?
Well, it says...
Can you read whatever the footnote? What do you call footnote?
It says, recite the offering cloud mantra which blesses the offerings and causes each of the numberless Buddhas to receive innumerable offerings like rainfall, which is why this is called the offering cloud mantra. It is extremely important to recite this because the Buddhas receive innumerable offerings whereby you collect innumerable merits.
Yeah, that's the same. Usually the cloud, the rain is created by cloud. No cloud, no rain.
Right. Yeah.
No rain, then nothing will grow on the ground. Right?
Right. Yeah.
That means no rain at all, not just like right. No rain 1 week. Yeah, of course, there's some flower to grow, some tree will grow. No rain 1 week. That means no rain at all. No rain, nothing grow. So the rain comes from cloud. there's a cloud offering mantra, cloud offering mantra. So now cloud is like same as, you know, like the merit. Huh? So now this Buddhist, so not today, because as I said, it's in the book, not here. So the Buddhist or some of the Bhatra offering based on sutra teaching and based on vajrayana teaching. You know, there's a little bit different visualization based on sutra teachings and based on vajrayana teachings. So I will probably sometime or next week probably explain. Okay? These two Buddhist or some of the Bhatra offerings, the visualizations, the based on sutra teachings and based on vajrayana teachings. When you like say the mantra, like what kind of visualizations? Okay. So chibit in jisundi jena je. If you say this cloud offering mantra, jawa seje, jawa means, you know, victor one or enlightened being. Se, the child. Child that refers to Buddhisattva who has bodhicitta. No, who has bodhicitta, they are considered as a child of enlightened being. In front of them, in front of the chebe chal chembo, chebe chal. Then the offerings falls like rain, falls like rain, chebe chal chembo baba. So etc. Where it said the sutra, the benefit, you know, so much benefit. So because we all received teaching from Rinpoche. So I thought, you know, probably review this, you know. So then, merit, you know, merit is a cause for happiness. We need to create more merit. So, Chibetinji, Sungdi, Rinpoche did say that some people think, okay, this is like blessing mantra. And Rinpoche said, that's wrong. Because not is like just saying that mantra make all the offer, making offering. So, as I said, doesn't have to be on the altar. Doesn't have to be put something on the altar. Just giving food. Parent giving something to child, child giving something to parent. Here in Tibet we have no Father Day, no Mother Day. Here you have Father Day, Mother Day, there are days that you give something. So, if you say the mantra, then I think it multiplies. Giving Christmas, Christmas time. So much giving, gift has been exchanged, so much giving there. So, I'm not sure. Happy to give? Happy to give? Christmas? Happy to give? Or happy to give? Everybody's happy to give? Yeah. So then, when you say this mantra, then probably something that they are probably happy to give. As I mentioned before, like mother giving something to child, it can become big offerings. Just need to think something a little bit different, So then I think happy to give, happy to help, happy to give. It's not like I have to do, This is very, very important, Sometimes when you talk to people, it seems like, I did mention to a couple of people, Dharma creates stress, or Dharma makes your life miserable, that's no good. Practice makes your life miserable, that's no good. Practice is supposed to help your life, to make your life easier, happier. If that's making your life more stress, then it's no good. So happy to do, not just do, happy to do. Not just do, happy to do. So that is good, Begin with happiness. While you're doing it, you are happy. When you eat, you are happy, Happy to do, not just do, I have to do, I have to do because I have to get enlightened very, very quickly. I have to get enlightened as quick as possible. I have to do. You don't have to get enlightened as quick as possible. You can be relaxed. happy to do. This is very, very important. Very, very, as I've said many times, happy to do. Not just that, happy to do. So, chibe tenji sundi juna jawa seji jenga chibe char chimbo babo so. This is the only form that you can do this kind of thing. Without this form, it's impossible. So that's why this is so precious. This is so precious. Every moment is very precious. You can say something, you can think something differently. So now, Rinpoche said, just saying the mantra is making offering. Some people, they think, oh, it's a blessing offering. But Rinpoche said, just saying the mantra is making offering. Then just offering one flower, 100 and 100. So going to a nursing home, bringing them one piece of cake, some flowers with this mantra. Can you imagine? Having used to go there, meals on wheels. Did that number of times. So there are many, many opportunities. So, so particularly as a, at home, when you're cooking, if you say this mantra, lot of benefit, lot of benefit. Okay. So I've been looking some kind of commentary on based on this mantra, but so far no luck. Read many, many books, so far no luck. Maybe I will find. Monastery, we are busy studying 5 major texts. So we don't think about this mantra. We just, there's no time. We study 5 major texts. So now, you know, hopefully I'll find some commentaries, you know. And I will explain some of the butter offering next Wednesday, some of the butter offering, okay? Then maybe we'll say this mantra a couple of times. See. Okay? Namo.
Namo.
Ratna.
Ratna.
Tayaya.
Tayaya. That's.
Oh, that's okay. So, you know, maybe somebody stole the beginning of the mantra. Maybe try to make it short. So this is also useful. So also is useful when the telemarket calls. When the telemarket call, you don't need to get angry. You just say namo ranataya, namo bangawada, some thing of offerings, you know. So they will hang up. Namo ranataya. You know, this is like it is here, but it's not there. Namo ratnataya means, namo means, you know, prostrate, namo, right? That's Sanskrit, all you know, namo Buddha, namo Guru, that's prostrate. Ratna, that's jewel, ratna sambhava, that's the jewel, ratna jewel. Taya is supposed to be three, you know, three, so then, how, Pandiji, how you say in Sanskrit, three? Tayaya, this here, tayaya. So, some word, you know, like, now Sanskrit is not a spoken language. It used to be, you know, everybody speaks Sanskrit. Now, you know, it's not very few scholars that know Sanskrit. Not, you know, whole people speak. No, Sanskrit used to be, you know, like language that people speak, you know, like Namo ranataya, that mantra is like posturing to three jewels. Three jewels? That's what it means, three jewels. Huh?
Sometimes they say trita.
Trita. Yeah, trita. So this here, ratnataya, tayaya, samtaya. And also, you know, of course, you know, the native speaker, you know, when you speak up English, it's different. When I speak English, there's big difference, you know, so there may be, you know, the way I say in English, where you say, you know, probably yours is much more pure than my, you know, English. So then when you travel to from one country to another country, you know, then they have mixed with accents. So Kampa, they speak English, but they have English Kampa accent. You know, so, yeah, so then that, you know, probably that's what. And it's not that easy translating from Sanskrit into Tibetan. So they translate one time, so they translate another time, then they translate another time, then finally they get the meaning. Matia Mark. Mark means honey. 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 What do you call it? Mark. Maka. See? But there's umala juba, but there's, in the Tibetan word, there's no sweet at all. But in the Sanskrit word, there's like word sweet. So then, you know, anyway, so they translate one time, then they look, then, you know, then they say, okay, this is not really showing the meaning. Then they translate a little bit, then they translate a little bit, then finally, then, you know, like, Mark becomes, actually means honey, but you know, in that case it's not really honey, but it's something else. So just an example. Anyway, so Namo Ratnatayaya. Namo.
Namo.
Ratna.
Ratna.
Tayaya.
Tayaya.
Tayaya. Tayaya.
Tayaya.
So now, Namo.
Namo.
Baga.
Baga.
Wate.
Wate.
Benza.
Benza.
Sara.
Sara.
Sara. Tama.
Tama.
Dana.
Dana.
Tama.
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 Dana.
Dana.
Tata.
Tata.
Gata.
Gata.
Ya.
Ya.
Ar.
Ar.
Hate.
Hate.
Samyak.
Samyak.
Sam.
Sam.
Budaya.
Budaya.
Teyata.
Teyata.
Teyata or Tadiyata, Tadiyata is probably more accurate. Anyway, so I'm just going to do it in Tibetan way. Teyata.
Teyata.
No.
Om. Om.
Benze.
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 Maha.
Maha.
Benze.
Benze.
Maha.
Maha.
Tenza.
Tenza.
Benze.
Benze.
Too fast. Maha.
Maha.
Bia.
Bia.
Benze.
Benze.
Maha.
Maha.
Bodhi.
Bodhi.
Chitta.
Chitta.
Benze.
Benze.
Maha.
Manza.
Bodhi.
Bodhi.
Menda.
Menda.
Pasam.
Pasam.
Menda.
Menda.
Pasam.
Pasam.
Tama.
Tama.
Na.
Na.
Benze.
Benze.
Sarwa.
Sarwa.
So then I remember it says, usually we say sawa. Then it's, the text says, you should not say sawa, it says sarwa.
Sarwa.
Sarwa. Sarwa.
Sarwa.
Because there's one small booklet. When you read that booklet, it teaches you how to read mantra. But when you read, even it's in Tibetan, but studying that, even it's very difficult. You know? So I read this many times. But still difficult, no, it's not. So they teach you how to read mantras. But the one thing I remember, this one's called this, it says, should say sarva, not sawa, sarva.
Sarva.
So then if I concentrate too much, then, you know, my head gets blown. So I look a little bit, then I just stop, so then I lose a little bit. Tamana, then I just, sarva.
Sarva.
Kama.
Kama.
Awa.
Awa.
Rana.
Rana.
Bishu.
Bishu.
Dana.
Dana.
Benze.
Benze.
Soha.
Soha.
Good.
Could you tell people about the Benze and Vajra? Because all of our texts use Vajra when it's set to use Benze.
So that's how we say it. When we say Benza, so here they say Vajra, so... It's up to you, so it doesn't matter. I think so. I'm not going to say that we are saying wrong way. We have been seeing this like hundred years, so I'm not comfortable saying this. We are saying the wrong way. So then all my teachers, they have been saying wrong. So. Vajra, so maybe doesn't matter. Vajra Benza, so you can convince Tibetan people to say Vajra, but they are not going to say Vajra.
In different languages, it's very hard for Tibetan people to say fa and va, and so it changes to va.
Yeah, maybe there's must be some reason. So I remember we have a university in Varanasi called that's mainly teach Sanskrit. A lot of monks, nuns, lay people, Tibetan people go there study Sanskrit. So then you get degree Acharya, and what else like that. Acharya is the one. So, right after 1959, lot of Geeshis sent to this Varanasi, the universities. Somehow they get degree, but they can't speak Hindi very well. So Acharya is quite big degree. So when they travel in the train, and they say Acharya degree, so everybody kind of expect you speak fluent Hindi. So they couldn't speak Hindi very well. So Indian people, they are wondering, how you got Acharya degree? Because that is pretty much based on the Buddhist loss of the knowledge. You know, that's how they got. So, anyway, in that there you go there, so then you learn Sanskrit quite well. Still, we have a couple of, like, a lot of... Anyway, one of them probably came to Dharamsala, a dialectic school. There's one, like, probably part of the Drepung Monastery, Losling Monastery, so the head of the school. So then the young monk, probably telling his teacher, no, you should not say Benza, you should say Vajra. Benza is not correct. So then teacher said, we've been saying this generation, but we are not going to change. He's not happy to listen. So so it doesn't matter. Vajra, Benza doesn't matter. What is matter is like, Vajra, what is very important for whether you say Benza, Vajra, doesn't matter. What is important? What is the Vajra? Vajra, if you think about instrument, the Vajra, they symbolize compassion. Compassion? So when you hold Vajra in the Guru Puja, it's not just, like, you need to think about a bell, there's no wisdom, realizing emptiness. A Vajra, there's compassion. There's a unification of wisdom and method. It's like two wings. You are supposed to think like that, you know. That's then you know, this is not just piece of instrument that you use. You know, when you touch, then you need to think about compassion. So that's what's important. So then Vajra or Benza doesn't matter, okay. Should we say the mantra one more time? Namo.
Namo.
Ratna.
Ratna.
Tayaya.
Tayaya.
Namo.
Namo.
Baga.
Baga.
Vate.
Vate.
Benza.
Benza.
You are welcome to say Vajra. Benza. Benza.
Benza.
Sara.
Sara.
Tama.
Trama.
Dana.
Dana.
Tata.
Tata.
Gata.
Gata.
Ya.
Ya.
Ar. Hate.
Hate.
Samya.
Samya.
Sam.
Sam.
Budaya.
Budaya.
Tayata.
Tayata.
Om.
Om.
Benze benze.
Benze benze.
Maha benze.
Maha benze.
Maha tenza benze.
Maha tenza benze.
Maha via benze.
Maha via benze.
Maha.
Maha.
Bodhi.
Bodhi.
Chitta.
Chitta.
Benze.
Benze.
Maha.
Maha.
Bodhi.
Bodhi.
Menda.
Menda.
Pasam.
Pasam.
Tamana.
Tamana.
Benze.
Benze.
Sarva.
Sarva.
Kama.
Kama.
Awa.
Awa.
Rana.
Rana.
Bisho.
Bisho.
Dana.
Dana.
Benze.
Benze.
Soha.
Soha. Geshe-la, would you chant it? Because I have this old chant, and I know you chant it differently. Can you chant it for us? I love your tune. It's so beautiful.
I don't remember how I chant. Usually, you know, mantra has not been chant. In traditionally, mantra has not been chant. It's okay to chant, you know, so it's like they make sound. The mantra usually is not been chanted in the monastery, you know. Traditionally, the mantra is not chanted. So then when you come here, then it's all kind of, you know, tune. It's okay, you know, it's very nice. You know, so in that case, you can make it up because there's no traditions. Tune, you can make it up. There's no tune, you know. There's certain tune that passed down by generation to generation, like Guru Puja tune. You know, you can just make it up because it has no instructions or lineage. So mantra, usually I say very fast, you know. Usually I say...
That's okay.
So I can't chant because I don't remember tune. I don't know what tune. Namo Ranataya, Namo Bhagavate Bendasara Tamadanaya, Tatangataya, Arate, Samyasam Buddha, Teata, Om Benze Benzema, Benzema, Benze Benzema, Biet, Mahabuddhisra Benzema, Buddha Mendawasa, Tamana Benza, Sawakama, Awarene, Bishitne Benza, so it's not like tune, it's more like quiz. Someone I want to know, can I say it by heart? So usually I said it very fast. So you can make tunes. So I don't know that tune. So the next one, so people chant you, Om Namo Manju Shri Nama Sushi. I learned here, so not from Maharaj. This is your tradition. So then the second one, the Rinpoche didn't say, but you know, this is also good to learn. So I will stop here now. Time is out, so I will stop here. So next Wednesday, so now one more class. Next Wednesday I will remember. So the benefit, thank you Patrick for reminding me. So benefit of, you know, going around the stupa, then the visualizations, the meaning, some of the bhatra offering. This is no mantra. Cloud offering mantra is based on some of the bhatra offerings. So then some of the bhatra offering, the meaning of some of the bhatra offerings based on sutrayana teachings, the meaning of some of the bhatra offering based on the vajrayana teachings. No, so what is Samadabhatra offerings? Then you can say this is the Samadabhatra offerings from the Sutrayana teaching. This is Samadabhatra offering, Vajrayana teachings. These are different visualizations.
Jawadam
Thank you.